Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day two of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. This week, we are doing a study titled A Season of Epiphany. And today's title is Lift Up Your Eyes. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2 read as follows. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 4 through 6. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. Yesterday, we examined Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, where God gave Israel the wake-up call of arise and shine because a new season was coming for Israel. The light coming would not be from the sun, but rather the glory of God shining on His people and the city of Jerusalem. The same glory that dwelt with Israel in the tabernacle would once again reside with them in the holy city. In Isaiah chapter 60, verses 4 through 6, we observe God's promise of a new day for the nations of the world, as well as for Israel. The nations would bring the remnant of exiles back to Jerusalem. When these nations came, they would worship God and share their wealth. Children from the remaining exiles will be carried back to Jerusalem. God will restore Jerusalem through His power and will cause other nations to bring their riches back to replenish God's city. God will do all these marvelous wonders. All God's people need to do is lift up their eyes and see. When God reveals Himself, make sure you look around and see all that He is doing in your midst. Epiphanies occur because God wants you to meet with Him as He shines light into your dark situations. One can't help but notice that two of the gifts brought to Jerusalem are identical to those that will be brought to Jesus, gold and frankincense. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6 says that all those from Sheba shall come. Sheba is located in Arabia, the same region where scholars believe the wise men came to see Jesus. Both groups came to worship the Lord, from Isaiah 60, verse 6, and Matthew 2, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 60 is an excellent example of what some refer to as a dual prophecy. Dual prophecies offer dual promises pointing to both short-term and long-term fulfillments. Only God could give such precise detail through the prophet Isaiah of Jerusalem's restoration while also describing Jesus' birth some 700 years before it occurred. Paul House denotes a noteworthy aspect of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6, where the ESV reads, "They shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord." These processions are ultimately aimed at giving Yahweh the glory due His great power and victory. You can also check out Isaiah chapter 59, verses 15 through 21. Besides the gold and frankincense, even the praises of Yahweh they will herald. The verb translated, "they will herald," marks the fourth time that Isaiah uses some form of the word usually translated as good news or simply news. You can check out chapter 40, verse 9, chapter 41, verse 27, chapter 52, verse 7, and also 61, verse 1. The good news for the inhabitants of Zion is that Yahweh has defeated all their foes. Their God has triumphed. Anytime you look around and see the glory of God revealed, the response should always be to share the good news and worship Him. Some questions to consider. How can you look up and see what God is doing all around you? What distracts you from seeing God's glory on display? In what ways do dual prophecies display the power of God? And finally, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 5 states, "Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult." How does this statement perfectly describe worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.